From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Good morning.
Well, there's a lot of talk in the NFL today, mostly about the whole no call on Sunday.
I know.
In the NFC Championship game. But this, I think, is an even more important topic of discussion. And okay. You'll probably care about this. So TLC is going to counter-program the Super Bowl because they know that there's people that boycott the NFL now, and this is just going to add fuel to the fire. So they're going to run a marathon of Dr. Pimple Popper
against
the Super Bowl.
All right.
So you're going to be watching that? Because I know that's your show. That's your jam.
First off, I still haven't seen
it
yet.
Wow.
I actually haven't seen the
TV
show.
The promos creep me out.
I watch the YouTubes all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Were they her? Is that how they found her? She was a YouTuber?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Kind of like Marie Kondo.
She posts all her stuff and for educational purposes, which this actually hers is very clinical and it's fun.
Still.
Oh. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I can't handle when they show surgeries on TV.
I watch surgeries while I eat.
I don't. Oh, God. All right, it's time for the news. What's going on? I think I need a bucket. Somebody got a bucket?
Lindsay Lohan, because you know what? There's not much news today, so we're going to troll Lindsay.
Let's troll Lindsay.
And this is scary.
Uh-oh.
All right, are you ready?
I don't
know if you can handle this.
I'm sitting down.
She's reviving her movie career. Say it isn't so, but yes, it's so.
No.
Yep. Old Linz is starring in her first leading role in a whopping 6 years.
Well, yeah, because the last one she was in, wasn't that one, the Canyon one, whatever, that got her kicked out of the United States?
Probably.
She had a wreck and whatever.
The horror.
Nobody wanted to see it. And whatever.
Speaking of horror, the upcoming Supernatural,
with
an H. It's a supernatural thriller.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh. All right. I thought you said another word. Anyway.
And it's
rhymes with horror. Sorta, kinda. Just missing a syllable. Anyway.
All that too. So Among the Shadows is the name of this little flick.
Among the Shadows.
Yeah.
Ooh, sounds like a thriller.
It has her story.
Sounds like.
Oh, yes. I'm sure it'll be thrilling and riveting.
Hey, Lindsay, don't answer the phone.
She has people for that.
Don't stay alone in the house.
Well, she stars as a first lady.
Oh?
And a vampire. I suppose her husband's the president of something. Anyway, she enlists the help of a detective to save her husband from a clan of werewolves.
Wait, don't werewolves and vampires hate each other? What is this, Twilight? What's the deal?
maybe it's like the Scream. But she's our first lady. He must be a president, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
So the movie
the president
was
from werewolves.
Well, nothing says that he's a werewolf.
Not yet.
Or a vampire.
We don't know yet.
Or something. I don't know. Movie was filmed throughout Europe in 2015.
That was a while ago.
They've just
waited this long to release it? Wow.
Well, they've probably been flipping coins all this time saying, should we? And it kept landing on heads, and pretty soon it was like, okay, best 75 out of 100. Best 80 out of... wait, we can't release it yet. So it's starting to... Lindsay recently told ET that fans can expect much more from her to come. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Can't wait.
She says she's actively looking for projects.
Keep looking.
Now, she insisted she would not move back to Hollywood.
Well,
darn.
Shoot.
Yeah. She says, I like my private life private, which is why I love living in Dubai.
Yeah, good for you, Lindsay.
Her voice is deeper than that.
Oh, her voice is
raspy. I like my private life, which is why I love living in Dubai.
Smoke a carton of cigarettes and then come back and talk like her.
So Among the Shadows comes to digital and on demand on March 5th. Mark your calendars.
It's not going to the theaters. Going
right to
digital. Okay.
Maybe she's hoping for Bird Box success.
Yeah.
Or even Homecoming success.
Or
not going to happen,
Linz. No.
But you know what could happen with Among the Shadows?
What?
Drinking games.
I'm there. All right. Well, we'll come back on March 5th and discuss that. No, we won't.
I might have to watch it just to say. I mean, it just sounds ridiculously ridiculous.
Not as ridiculous as Sharknado. Not that ridiculous.
Hey, don't be knocking Sharknado.
Yeah, okay.
So I was just thinking that. What's his name? Ian?
Ian Ziering.
He was on The Worst Cooks in America.
Yeah, and Boot Camp, too. Yeah, like he's becoming a Food Network, laughingstock.
So Jack Nicholson's back.
Wow, Jack. We love Jack.
Yeah, Monday night. Wow, man. Monday night, Jack was courtside at the LA Lakers game.
Oh.
He was sitting next to his 26-year-old son, Ray.
Yeah.
Who kind of looks like the spitting image of his dad in his younger days.
Oh, kind of. Well, that could be a good thing.
It his could.
He's kind of a handsome-looking dude till he started swinging axes at doors.
I didn't ever think he was that hot, but I don't know. He looks kind of
go back and watch Carnal Knowledge.
Well, Jack looks.
Or head.
Well, Jack.
Jack?
He's got kind of chunky.
I saw a picture of him. He looks not just chunky. He's really showing his age.
I saw a picture. He was kind of slumped in his chair, leaning back, kind of hair's all afray, orange glasses.
He had binoculars around his neck, too. He's courtside. He pays several $1,000s every night to watch the Lakers, and he needs binoculars.
Yes, he's always courtside. Yeah, that's true. Why? Maybe he wants to look at the girls in the audience.
I think he wants to get a better look at the Laker girls. That's I was going to say that.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
Now, while we're no one to talk about this whole
about
chunky
the chunky thing.
Thing?
Yeah. No, we're not.
He was shown on TMZ last night, and he was scarfing down a big old hamburger while watching
you
the Lakers lose to Golden State.
You go, Jack. Scarf that burger.
Scarf it.
I saw the picture, and you know who he was sitting next to on the other side of him?
Scarface.
No, Scarface. Like that. That's good. You know who's sitting to his right?
Who?
Miley Cyrus, the newly crowned Mrs. Hemsworth.
Yeah, I saw that. Was he there too?
Her hubby too.
Thor was there?
Yeah, Thor was.
No, not Thor's
Thor.
Brother. I'm sorry.
Good Lord, where are you at this morning?
Obviously not in the right place. I'm disturbed by the whole Lindsay Lohan thing.
All right, we're out of here. Back with more frivolity tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.